What's up, KBB Accelerator family? How you guys doing? Everybody good? Let's see. What's up, everybody? Good to see you guys. What's up? I can see you now. All right. Okay. Today, first off, who has been following along? Have you guys been watching the Start Over Challenge at all? Raise your hand if you've been watching the Start Over Challenge. Some of you have. Awesome. Awesome. That's been fun and great stuff shared. All right. Let me tell you what we're up to today. So watching this evolution and watching us go and literally behind the scenes, figuring out how to really serve you guys on a weekly basis until we get to that. I mean, for the whole year, but we're really excited about the 2-day virtual summit that's coming, and we're seeing feedback and your homework and getting things done and the questions asked and the Facebook group. And we're really on this and turning the knobs. And I want to share today, we're going to, Arvin, myself, Teresa, the whole team decided where we can lock in another level of confidence, where we can lock in your next level of moving up. Whether you are doing your first mastermind, scared to death about that first, you know, and I say mastermind, you know, that means anything online, any of that, right? Community, workshop, Zoom call, right? Or you're already doing it like so many of you already are and had to go the next level, right? How do we lock that in, lock in your next level of confidence to get your next level thinking, next level actions, next level results, right? That's what we're here for. And today we're going to go on how to share your knowledge in a way that is so empowering that people refer you, they come back, and you do it with absolute confidence. You know, in KBB, we have the story, teach, tool model. And today we're gonna go deeper on that. We're gonna start with the end in mind. Today, we're gonna be working on the tools, the things that, I can jump ahead a million different ways here. Arvin will be on here soon. But I wanted to take this first part because yesterday during, and I'm gonna be a little, my ADD might kick in a little bit. Okay. So just give me a break here. I'll wrap it all around. I won't leave anything out. But yesterday really inspired me when I was with my dear friend, Brendan Burchard, and him and I have helped each other for over a decade. And I love the way he thinks. I love his framework, and he loves the way my innovation and just a great combo. But some things yesterday that he shared in the challenge when he was sharing with everyone really sparked what's going to be trained to you guys today in the Story Teach Tool model and how that really can build another level of confidence. So if you're not 100% yet, so many of you are, if you're not 100% yet, what's my exact niche? Who exactly is going to want it? We'll circle back around to going deeper on your niche, going deeper on identifying your ideal client, how to do the hook story close on a whole nother level, how to make it real. All those things are coming. But we thought it was most important today to build that confidence up, to have a great breakthrough for you. So we're gonna teach the Story Teach Tool model on how to deliver what's in here, either the first time or the next time, so much better than you ever could imagine. Now, the other thing I wanna share with you too is these trainings each week, I'm going to be completely transparent with you. When we first started, the weekly trainings were going to be more like Q&A and inspiration because the monthlies are a little deeper. And then the quarterly, oh my God, together for 2 days and then twice a year together in person. That's really the main emphasis because that's what we have the biggest breakthroughs. Heck, what you guys are paying for a whole year, for years, we've charged more than that for our weekend events only. But the more we started thinking, these are unprecedented times. We need to create an unprecedented opportunity so people don't miss out. This is truly the time in history. This isn't just, I'm not trying to resell you. You're here. What I want to tell you, this is truly the time. I'm watching it. Tony's watching it. Brendan's watching it. If you saw Brendan yesterday, this is the moment. This is not only the time in history. It's the time in this year. I truly believe those that make this real in this year will be ahead of the curve forever. And I think those that wait, and I'm not saying this won't be great in 5 years from now, but I think it's one of those rare moments in history where the world's eyes are online. The world is saying, I'm not going back to school. I'm not going back to my office. I'm not going back to that job that's been hampering me or crippling me for years. Or I finally want to do this things. I want to fix the relationship. I want to get in shape. I want to find a better connection with God, have a better connection with my kids. That's happening so fast right now that the pendulum has shifted to this truly is the new norm. And it's, I mean, Tony and I have been saying that since day one with KBB, but we didn't know this was going to happen and really anchor it in. So that's why we're so excited to take this 1 year journey with you guys. And again, decide as on the fly, is like, what would be the next best thing leading up to that 2 day intensive, leading up until we all meet in person, leading up until the next 2 day and the next in person. And then the 3 day event next year, we're all going to celebrate and have so many of you on stage sharing and showing Tony and I what you've done and what you've accomplished and the impact you've made on the world. So just know that when we, again, I just feel like it's my obligation to share with you guys that this isn't something we're throwing together and say, oh, just go live with everyone and just do a Q&A, answer a few questions and we're good. This is really well thought out, but know the big quarterly events, that's the anchor. That's the implementation. That's when the rubber really meets the road. And I'm also going to encourage you guys to play full out. Don't look for a reason to say, I don't think this is for me. Not the knowledge industry now. I'll do it when things get back to normal. This is your time. This is our time as knowledge brokers to step up. So I want to tell you some of the things that I've known for years, but yesterday's training with Brendan really anchored it into me. Now, yesterday, if you're watching the replay, obviously it wasn't yesterday, but it's in my heart. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, actually 4:45, and I wrote a page of notes for you guys on some of the things that really stood out that as the next couple of weeks, as we go through Story Teach Tool and really design what you're going to teach, I don't care if you've taught 50 masterminds, 50 seminars, these are things that I work on all the time. Tony works on all the time. I was on a call yesterday, just behind the scenes a little bit, with Tony for 3 hours talking about an online event he's going to do. And Tony doesn't do many, right? KBB, but not much else. So because the world has changed, he knows the world needs him. And we talked about Story Teach Tool, different frameworks, different words, for 2 hours at a 3 hour call yesterday. Well, if I teach this story, what is the lessons I can learn here? And then what action step, what's a tool I could get it to anchor it in? Like that was our conversation, Tony and myself, the same conversations we're having. So if you think I already know that, does Tony already know it? 40 years of doing that? We have to remind ourselves, we have to fine tune it. So today, working backwards, if we think of Story Teach Tool, we're gonna again be working on the tool because we found with our in-person events and live events and virtual events, it really helps you identify the story. But I want to break this down in a way for you that I thought was magical yesterday with Brendan. So first, does confidence take us to another level, right? If we're confident about what we're sharing, if we're confident about what we're going to teach, does that confidence trickle upwards when you do your marketing or you ask for the money or you make the sale? Absolutely. If you know for a fact, I can't wait to serve this to people, then it overflows, it kind of blankets all of what you're doing in confidence. And that's why we chose to do today. So let's think about the story. Now, again, we're going to go deeper on the story. You're going to have homework in a future lesson next week, week after, to not only identify the story, but to fine tune the story and to create new parameters. So there was a word Brendan said yesterday. It was so, I keep giving him credit because I love the guy. He's a dear friend, but he said something that I know I intuitively do. And he put a framework around it. Brendan is really great at creating a framework first. I'm really great at thinking through it, taking notes, sharing it, and then we create the framework around it, right? So when it comes to your story, when it comes to teaching or even creating a video, if you're going to sell something, the story is the part where people connect with you. They understand where you came from. They understand the genius. They understand the epiphany. They understand where the knowledge came from. But this is the part. Sometimes when you say a story, people think you got to tell the whole story. And this is the differentiator. I want you to write this down. And again, this isn't the lesson on story today. This is just the preframe. Is you're really just telling a scene out of your life, not the whole story. You're telling a scene, right? So before you tell the story, and I want you to write this down, because again, this is your coaches and Arvin, everybody's going to go deep on this with you. Before you tell your story, you're kind of setting it up, right? So think about if I was going to tell you a story of transformation. I'll make one up about what's going on with COVID right now. If I wanted to tell you a story where, and I'm going to back up here in a minute, we got so many great, amazing success stories coming, and we're working on one right now as part of the deconstructing I've asked you, but I'll share that with you again. But just think, if I told you a story, you know, and I started by saying this COVID thing has really changed the world. Like, I lost my job. I'm sitting home wondering what to do with myself. Now, I know you're probably thinking, it's like, I want to get in the digital economy, but how? I want to get in the information age, but where do I start? But then I did X. I got KBB. I got the knowledge. And I started on Facebook. Then I did this. Then I did that. And you have this breakthrough, right? That story of sharing the problem and sharing the questions they'd have in their head in advance leads you right into the story you could tell. I hope that made sense, right? So let's just talk about a little bit of the problem, seconds, less than a minute. Talk about some of the questions you asked yourself, and then you go right into the story. Now, I want you to think about this. Again, I don't know if that was the best example here. I'm live and I had so many notes here I want to share with you, but I want you to think of your story in three sections. The struggle, the search, and then the success. The struggle, the search, and then the success. Okay? So I'm going to give you a little story, right? If I was going to teach you, how to get your first, and this is, I'm just giving it in time and history. If this was 10 years ago, it'd be a different world, but I'm going to teach you how to produce an infomercial that works, right? Let's just use that as an example. I might say, you know, I was sitting here trying to figure out how to market. I didn't know what to do. TV seems too expensive, too busy. I thought to myself, that'll never work. Everybody told me that being on TV is not going to work. But then I realized that they were wrong. I realized that if I just shared from my heart, if I just put on the camera, right? If I realized that even though I had cotton mouth and I was scared to death when they turned the camera on, what I realized in that moment was that I wasn't there to be an actor. I wasn't there to try to be an infomercial star. I was there to serve people at the highest level. And at that moment, I realized the cotton mouth went away. I took a big sip of water and I just talked to the camera like it was a friend who needed me. And in that transition, I learned when I was done filming, I learned that if I made friends with media buyers, if I just picked stations that were really inexpensive, anyway, if I went through those parts, right, that intrigue of the story, and I tell the story how I finally got on the air and I had it going on 22 different stations and I was impacting people all around the world. People were following me, buying my products, having results, sending in success stories. And all of a sudden I went from wishing I could have an infomercial to a $5 million business, a $50 million business, over $100 million generated in a year. And during that journey, during that struggle to get on TV, I searched for answers. I searched for how to buy media. I searched how to do online. I searched how to answer the telephone. I searched how to do it with no money down. I searched, and then I had the success. And during that, I learned X, Y, and Z. I learned these 5 topics, these 10 topics, these 7, 10 topics. I mean, I have a million of these stories. Now, the part I want to share with you today before we get into better training, right, or deep dive training with the team is, that's just a segment of my life. That's just a scene in my life. I could tell you a scene on how I started and wrote my first book. I could tell you a scene on how I found the love of my life. I could tell you a scene in my life, how I became a good dad. There was a moment when I just consciously decided and what I did. And I could tell you the story. I could tell you the struggle of stressing about not being a good dad. And then I could tell you the search of how I interviewed over 50 people about being a parent. I read 10 books on being a great parent. I observed great parents. I observed great kids. That was the search. And then the success, I have an 11, 13-year-old right now. I mean, they're my kids. I think they're the greatest kids ever. Well-rounded, mature, great kids. You want to know the 10 things I did to make great kids, the 10 things I did to have the love of my life, the 10 things I did to partner with Tony Robbins, the 10 things I did to be a multiple New York Times bestseller on how I decided on the book, how I wrote the book, and how I marketed the book. You don't need to know where I went to high school if you want to learn to write a New York Times bestselling book and learn how to market it. I could just tell you the story of how I almost deleted my first book, but I didn't. If I told you that story, which a lot of you have heard, it would intrigue you. And I would tell you the struggle I had, the search I had, and then the success I had. And during the struggle and the success, I found 10 things. And I want you to think about this. When you go to share, whether you're building a course, whether you're doing online, whether you're doing a Zoom call, you want to, if you're doing a week-long Zoom call, you want to pick 5 to 10 things that you could teach that come from your own struggle, search, success. Now, again, I don't have a fancy framework for this today. This just hit my heart so much yesterday of how we can break this down for you. Because if Tony Robbins needs these conversations, if I need these conversations to keep evolving how I teach, evolving how I share, then I better step up my game and give it to you guys so you have this process, right? So if you think about, and this is what we're gonna do today, if you think about the story, that's really just a scene, a moment in time that sets up the struggle you had, the search you did, and then the success, the struggle, the search, and the success. That will be the story that you extract. Oh my God, you'll see in yourself. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that, right? My wife, in her struggle to be the best hairstylist, found that she hired really good assistants that were dying to work under her to learn her art. She would have people be able to get most of it done and she could do her art, right? That was part of the thing she learned during the search and the struggle, and that became part of her success. She learned one strategy for hair extensions that were like anything else, part of the journey, part of the search, part of the success. And all of them, boop, best assistants, boop, certain hair extensions, boop, like cater to people and let them know you truly care, build friends with them, go to fundraisers, give money away, give back, listen in the hair while she's doing hair. She's a great listener, but doesn't give back and doesn't do gossip, right? People come in and they respect that. It's refreshing. There are all the lists of things when I went through with her, when she said, I just have a good story. I don't really know how to teach. When I pulled those out and gave her 10 points, she's like, oh, I could teach on hiring assistants. Oh, I could teach on how to bond with high level clients. Oh, I could teach that hair extension model. Oh, I could teach on how to help people pick the right color so they don't look washed out. Oh, I could do that. I'm like, that's it. That's your teaching. But what happens sometimes is we get too broad. We think we have to teach on everything. Sometimes the simplest things are the best things. Listen, Michael Jordan's popular right now because they have the documentary that came out. His coach didn't teach him to go do the fancy three-point trick shot. His coach would have him shoot thousands of foul shots a week. He already knew that. Why was he doing it over? Sometimes it's who's in front of you is who you're going to learn from. If you think, well, I don't have 20 years experience. If you were on the challenge a couple days ago, Carrie, she doesn't have years of experience. She wrote one book, got it published, and now she's teaching other people how to do a book because everybody else wants the right one. They didn't. She did. And she was in front of them to be their teacher. So we have to get rid of all the misconceptions. Those of you already in it, you know this, but it's time to go to another level. Those of you afraid, this is what the next couple of weeks are going to be, is really anchoring in. And then the last part about that, the last part about everything I'm sharing is the story, right? The story is the struggle, the search, and the success. Extract what you learned out of that, and they become your 5 to 10 teaching points. Does that make sense? You guys all getting that? Or did I play that way too much? You get that? The last part that you're going to talk about today is the tool. Again, we're working in reverse because we really think as a team, we work on the tool to really help you go back up the ladder to refine the story and the teach. The tool is this. It is the thing that will anchor you in. It is the thing that will start the momentum. It is the action steps that make it real. Because think about it. Somebody tells you a compelling story. Say you're dying to be in the perfect relationship or fix the relationship you're in. And someone says, you know, I know what it's like to try to find relationships in today's world. I get it. Do you go online? Where do you meet people? Is it church? I don't want to meet people at a bar, but online's kind of weird. I'm too old for being online to meet the right person. I get that. I thought all those things. But let me tell you, I did this one thing and I shared this and I exposed my heart and I played vulnerable. I didn't play games. I didn't have to do this, that, and the other thing. I wasn't on an app where you swipe left or swipe right. And almost all of a sudden, I found my true heart. I found my other half. I didn't even know love existed like this. And now I have someone who looks at me every day with love and I want to be a better version of myself. And I find myself wanting to be a better man on a regular basis. And you tell the story and said, along this journey, oh my God, I learned these 10 things that really made a relationship real. Not just sexual, not just friendship, not just respect, all of it, where we all grow. If you get excited about those things, whatever the story is, the only way it becomes real, if there's an action step after this. If I'm on stage, Tony's on stage, Brendon Burchard's on stage, Rachel Hollis, Jenna Kutcher's on stage. When you do something and you inspire with your story and then you teach something, why do you think at a live event we'll say, get in groups of five and share the breakthrough you just had? That's a tool to me because it's an action step, right? Share, like you teach and go, what are the three steps you could take right now? If you're at an event for fixing your relationship. So you tell the inspirational story, you bring your husband out and you hug and kiss and you go, here's the 10 things, write them down. We're gonna spend the next hour. Boop, boop, boop. Here's the 10 things for the best relationship. Okay, now what you learned today, what are the three things you learned that you could do in the next 72 hours to start the better relationship? Okay, get in groups of five and share it around the circle. That's a tool. Because you're saying it to the world. You're starting the momentum. I'm going to stop acting this way. I'm going to look internally. I'm going to make a list of my ideal other half. Whatever that is, that starts the momentum. Why do you think after KBB, our training's here, we ask you to do homework because it anchors it in. Why during the challenge I'm doing, the start over challenge, every night I'm challenging people, right? Because nothing becomes real until action starts. We all agree on that? How many, let me just see here. How many of you have written a book or read a book, watched a video, or went to an event and were like, I am making this a part of my life, all fired up, but then nothing happened, right? It's because we didn't take immediate action. And that's one of the parts that's missing in so many people's trainings. They get you fired up with the story. They teach you and go, now go home and do it. A lot of times you go home and all of a sudden there's all the thing. Well, we're all home. We don't have to go far, right? But there's all these other things in your life that gobble you up. And that's why you want to, in your own life, with learning from us, it's why we beg you and push you and prod you to, and give away prizes and ethical bribes to do the thing. Go do it. Even if you feel like I've done this before, do it. Because that builds the muscle of inspired, inspiration, tactics and skills, and go take action. We know, I've been saying this forever. My first book, Totally Fulfilled, I wrote, knowledge alone doesn't equal success. Knowledge plus action equals results, right? So a tool, what you're gonna go deeper on today could be the tools we gave you in KBB. They're our favorite tools. Some we created, some are mine personally. As you know, the seven levels deep has been something that transformed my life. I learned that from a gentleman named Joe Stump. That's been a part of my DNA for over a decade. But the success loop, that got me out of a crazy time when I was exiting a marriage with my kids and we were trying to figure all that out. It was scary because I had gone through divorce. That tool saved my life. Like the one thing tool, the one thing that solves exponential problems. Oh my God, that tool. All those tools are, and I see so many already use it. You can use all of those tools. That's why they're there. And they could be manipulated no matter what niche you're in. You could use our tools. But we also want to show you that a tool is something you can create based around what your story is, what you teach, and how you want to anchor it in. Again, what could, I wrote down some examples. It could be an exercise. It could be getting groups, right? The cool part on, they're not going to do it today, but next week, we're going to get you in groups of 5 or 10. We're going to put you in groups of 5 and 10, and we're going to make you, have you do the homework and go around and bond with those five people sharing the homework, sharing part of your story, sharing one or two of the pieces that you're going to teach and get feedback from your little group. That's a tool to us because that gets you over the fear of like, I don't know if this is what I'm going to teach. You're going to tell a group and they're going to be honest with you and say, that's badass or not so clear with me. right? And we're going to help guide all these. It's taking action, taking a challenge. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to fine tune what it is that you already teach, or we're going to help you craft this so we can get your confidence on a whole nother level. Arvin, are you getting ready here, brother?
Ready.
All right. Are you going to bring the fire today, or are you going to put him to sleep?
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it. Oh my God. You understand the coaches, the Arvin and the coaches were in the other room. Like they do this ritual. They're on right now. They do this ritual of getting fired up. They were so loud. They're like, did you hear us? I'm like, I heard you when I left my house. They are so fired up to be with you today. They're so fired up to help you craft this next evolution of your story teach tool. Again, today is about thinking through. I wanted to set the framework for you of thinking through what your story might be if you haven't crafted it ideally yet, or if it already is. How can you condense it to a scene? The last thing I want to say is you really got to remember it's the struggle, the search, and the success. I've seen people do stories where you talk too much about the struggle, right? Did you guys ever see a story where someone tells you the struggle and then they're done and you're like, you're just going to freaking leave me here? Like, dude, you brought me down. Bring me back up, right? And sometimes people talk about the search. Like, you know, things weren't so good, but I went on and I but they don't give you the crescendo. You want to leave on an up note, right? You want to tell the struggle. This was brutal trying to make this work. But then I found KBB. I started Facebook marketing, or I got a following on Instagram. I started telling friends or family. I did what Rachel Miller taught, and I got 100 crazy followers. I did my first event. And during this process, I learned. And you want to bring them up and leave them at the end, right? So remember, it's always the struggle, the search, the success, and then the teach, and then the tool. Okay, in a moment here, I'm going to bring out Arvin. I want to share a couple other cool things we're working on. Again, as this is an evolving process for us to serve you, and we're completely dedicated. I mean, Teresa Arvin said, this is a Herculean task that we absolutely love. Just think about it from our side. We're got so many moving parts, and our whole focus is your end result. So there's a couple things we're adding over the next month, and we're working on it. One is, I asked in the Facebook group and had overwhelming feedback, is we are going to choose, we already chose somebody. Arvin, if you want to share a little bit later about her, you can. But Arvin hit me up with a girl that's in here. I don't want to kill the surprise. I'll let him share, who's absolutely crushed it with her first event during COVID. So proud of her. But what we're going to do on probably a monthly basis or maybe biweekly is we're going to deconstruct that success. Not just have somebody come in and be like, yay, I did my first event. I made money. You guys can do it too. That's awesome to hear. But what wouldn't it be better to say, how'd you overcome the fear? What was your headline? What did your page look like? How much did you charge? How'd you get them to pay you $2,500 each? What did you say when you were there? So each month we're going to deconstruct somebody's success and deliver it to you guys. You guys like that? By show of hands? Awesome. And then and we're working on this. Give us a little time. We are going to create a hotline for you guys. Meaning you get stuck on something. You have a question like, damn, I got everything Arvin said, but I just don't understand that one thing. Give us a little time. We're staffing up. We're training. We're going to give you a hotline with time. You guys liking this? Yuzen, I see you like it. Did I pronounce your name right? We're going to create a hotline where you'll get a certain amount of time each month. You're like, I just got that burning question. I couldn't get it answered in the Facebook group. And like I said, try to get it answered in the Facebook group. If not, you call, you make an appointment, and you be on one of our high performance coaches that are absolutely amazing. So that's the kind of stuff we're working on to deliver all the capabilities you need, all the direction, the motivation, the inspiration. But a lot of it's going to rely back on you. Is, do you want to be the quitter? Or do you want to be the person that carries this across the finish line to make sure you make this real? This is not a pie in the sky industry. This is not an industry to get rich overnight for doing nothing. This is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, an industry where you can truly make impact, truly change people's lives, and truly create next level success for yourself. We watch it all the time, and you're going to start watching in this group. Wait till you see who we're going to share. And I don't want Arvin to share too much, but when we deconstruct these on a monthly basis, these are students in this group. Students that are already having success, a little slip there, already having success from when we first started 4 weeks ago, okay? So I'm so happy you guys are here. I'm so happy you're here this morning, today, I should say. It's a long day. I got a lot of trainings going on today, but I appreciate you all. Here's what I want to do. Arvin, you ready, brother? Well, all right. I want to play a quick little reel that you've probably seen before of students that are just really living into being a knowledge broker. I think it's a minute long. And we'll get Arvin, maybe I can get him pumped up to fire it up. When we come back, can we give Arvin a huge round of applause? This guy is obsessed with your success. So Mike, play that and then Arvin will be here. Appreciate you all. Let's do this.
Not too long ago, I was wondering what was my next step.
I was searching for something new because I wasn't fulfilled in my current job.
Before KBB, I really didn't think that I could take nearly two decades of experience and be able to take that and integrate that and teach it to people at the same time, have a business, grow a business.
And I had all this knowledge that I felt blessed with and I was gifted with, but I didn't know how to get it out there.
Everybody has a reason to be on the planet, some value to give, and sometimes we just have a hard time understanding what that is, and KBB will help you identify that.
A simple step-by-step process on how to extract the skill that I already had and showed me how to attract, market, and share it with people who already.
It is pulling all the information that I've wanted to share for years out of my brain and putting it into a format that I can use.
After I found KBB, I didn't just find my drive, I found purpose.
I now know and believe in myself enough to go out there and be a positive voice for change and to have my impact on the world.
The clarity and the confidence that has arisen from this is just, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced.
I wish I had this when I started.
KBB was really there as the catalyst to get me out from behind my computer, really get out there and go bigger, go global.
It's been less than 2 months. I've completed their course. I've launched my business. I'm having my first workshop next weekend.
Within 30 minutes after getting into the program and through the course, I'd set up my first training program, and it was so easy.
I'm already hearing back from my community of just the breakthroughs that they're having as a result of it.
I have caused a huge amount of impact, and it's affected other people around me, and there's no better feeling.
Suddenly I had the foundation to move forward with my life, something I'd always wanted.
The thing that you're looking for, it's here.
We are living in an information age. Self-education will soon be the new norm.
Yes, welcome back. Yeah, all right, I already see hands clapping, hands up in the air. I see the energy firing. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Yes. That's right, baby. The energy that we bring into the room, that's going to be reflective of the results that we create. So we're going to get that vibe high, baby. Are you guys ready to start putting together your tools? The actual things that you're going to teach people to create these results, to create these transformations? Before we dive into that, I just want to take a moment and tune in with you guys. We've been getting all the messages in the Facebook group. Some of you guys are pretty clear on what your ideal client is and the problem that you solve. A lot of you guys are also still kind of like trying to figure it out, and it's not quite feeling where you think it should be. Raise your hand right now if you feel like it's not quite where it should be, like it still needs a little bit more work, right? Most of the hands are up in the air right now. I was watching Dean's interview with the Boss Babes on Friday, and one of their superpowers is helping people identify ideal client and narrow the niche. And the perspective on it, I thought, was so brilliant. And I just wanted to reiterate it here for you guys. And it's even in their own business and all the people that they work with, that the ideal client in the niche is almost for almost everybody is a constantly moving target. And even in their own experience, they talked about they were sitting there and they wanted like this feeling of like this absolute certainty, right? Like, oh my gosh, that's exactly who it is. That's exactly the problem I solve. Like it's absolutely perfect. Now I know exactly what it is. Now I can go create it. And they found that while they were sitting there waiting for this feeling to come in, they weren't actually doing anything. And that feeling that they were pursuing, that absolute perfection of certainty, never really came. And once they kind of made that shift in perspective of, hey, it's good enough to get it going. Like, it's good enough. I have some clarity. I have a good idea of who this person is.
but also identifying like that's going to constantly change. Why? Because we're constantly changing. And as we grow and as we learn and as we implement and as we serve, we start to expand. And as we start to expand, so does the experience in which we create. We serve a certain demographic. We serve them powerfully. We've learned and grown in that role as a leader in that room. And now maybe we want to serve a different audience after that. Maybe we want to serve that next level thinker or that next level experience because we've already served that group powerfully. So I want to give you guys permission to just give yourself a little bit of grace about where you're at right now, because where you are at right now in this moment is exactly where you're supposed to be. And what you're feeling in this moment is exactly what you're supposed to feel. And almost everybody is feeling the same way. Even if you have that, even if it's pretty dang clear, there's still a group of you guys that are experiencing that feeling and that experience right now. So just know and trust that this is part of the process. This is the process of creation. This is the process of transformation. Because keep in mind, even though you guys are creating an experience to transform other people, this experience that you are in right now with us is creating transformation for you. And that process of transformation of shedding that old identity and shedding all those things that held us back in the past so that we can step into this new version of ourselves, it can be an edgy and uncomfortable process. But just trust the process and find a little grace for where you're at in this moment and always look for opportunities to have some fun. We're just sharing that with a training that we did yesterday was, you know, one of the women I was talking to, she was like kind of like stressed out, like trying to figure out like what she's supposed to do and all this complexity in her mind. And so I just asked her, I said, are you having fun right now? And she's like, oh, not really. Like, I'm stressed out about this. I'm like, all right, well, how do we make this fun? Because the whole point of this, the whole point of creation is for this to be fun, not stressful. It's supposed to be a fun experience. That's why we get your guys' vibe high, right? That's why we move around, get the energy going, because it's supposed to be fun. So raise your hand if you guys want to have some fun today. Yes, I see you, Kyle. I want to have some fun. So we're going to break down tools. And like Dean was saying, we're going to reverse engineer into story, because story is just like the beauty of the whole thing. It ties it all in, right? It ties you into the experience. It ties your audience into you. And it's this beautiful creation of the experience that you're going to create here for everybody. But at the end of those stories, we have to have tools to teach them. We have to have something that they can implement, an actionable step. And there's a variety of ways that we can create tools. And so I'm just going to briefly walk you through what my process would have been on the example mastermind that I've been sharing here with our trainings, right? So that example mastermind that I've been using here for you guys' trainings is how to teach entrepreneurs that want to build an online presence, how to show up confidently on video and deliver a powerful personal story, right? So that you can build an engaged audience. So if that was the focal point, what would be some of the tools that I would teach? Well, number one, first tool I would teach would be the story framework. And just like what Dean was talking about, the struggle, the search, and the success. I would take that one story and we would break it down to make sure those three components were in there. Step one, step two, step three. So I have the name of my tool and I have the step-by-step process of how I would teach that tool so they can implement it. We have to have a process in which they can follow for them to implement the tool. Otherwise, it's not a tool. It's just an idea. It's just a principle. It's just a concept. So it has to lead into an actionable step. You guys on board with that so far? This is what we're going to start putting together here. So step one for me, right? The first tool would be the story framework. The second one was I would use riffs from our KBB toolbook, and I would identify the different things that they would riff on so we can identify what these different stories would be. And if we're going to do a riff, step one is identify the five things that you would riff on. Step two, pick up your phone and record yourself speaking your riff, like talking to your phone and record it. Record your riff. Record you telling the story. And then you send that file to Rev for step three, and they'll create the transcript for you. And then step four, you can use the story framework and what you just learned and start to put it together to make sure that it incorporates the struggle, the search, and the success. Now I have my stories ready to go. Next thing is we have to start talking about state. You're talking about telling a powerful personal story. So you got to be in a really good state. But before I get into state, I got to start first with an incantation. So I would teach people how to create an incantation. Number one would be choose the specific belief that you want to reinforce. And maybe it's something simple like, I'm a powerful speaker. I'm a powerful speaker. And an incantation is a belief reinforced by emotion, intentional emotion. And so I would identify what emotion do I want that incantation to reflect? Well, for this instance, it would be confidence. So I want to make sure that I have a belief that's reinforced by confidence. And then the next question I would say, the next step is, what physiology do I need to be expressing to feel confidence as I reinforce this belief? And so for me, confident physiology is chest out and movement with punctuation. And then step four would be to rehearse the incantation. I'm a powerful speaker. I'm a powerful speaker. I'm a powerful speaker. And this is where you as a facilitator, you're running an event, you can start breaking people into groups and they can start practicing their incantations and you can circulate the room and coach them through that, right? Give them tips on how to improve that incantation so it becomes real. Next step would be air method, which we've taught multiple times here. But that air method is a three-step process, right? This is how I get myself into the right state of mind so that I can deliver the result that I'm wanting to create here, which is to deliver a powerful message. So if I'm thinking something that's making me feel a little insecure, I catch the thought, A, I become aware, B, I interrupt it, the I, and then R is the replace, which would be the incantation. That's where I would insert the incantation. Step five would be something that I learned in a speaker camp that I went to, which was some dramatic role play. And I won't go into the examples of what those are, the explanations, but one would be animalistic instincts, the other one would be extreme emotional outbursts, and the third would be power chants. And I would teach people how to do each of those to take them into extreme emotional states so they can resonate back at a more of a powerful connected state to deliver their message with. And then the last thing I would teach them would be how to prime for performance. So that would be the last tool. And how do you do that? I get myself in the state, which is what feeling am I wanting to express with my story and making sure I'm in that state first. I do facial exercises to make sure your face is warmed up so that you can express emotion through facial expression. I warm up my voice, right? I would teach them vocal warm-ups to make sure that they can express the right tonality for the story in which they're wanting to tell. And then you teach them a trigger, an anchor, something they do right before you go on video that just anchors in everything you just practice so that you're right, that you're in the state that you need to be in to go out and deliver that message. So those would be the six tools that I would teach, and those would be the step-by-step processes of each tool so that they can actually implement that into an actionable step. You guys on board with that? Yeah? Making sense? So this is what we're going to do. We're going to break out into your breakout rooms. You're going to sit with your coach. Your coach is going to pull you onto that hot seat. We have your homework. If your homework needs to be submitted to be on the hot seat, guys. So make sure that homework is submitted. You also have to have your video on if you want to be on the hot seat as well. So make sure those videos are turned on. So we'll take your name. We're going to pull up your homework. And we're going to look at the answer that you put in last week's homework, which is what's the specific problem that you solve and what specific area do you solve that problem in. And then we're going to start crafting the tools that you would teach in order to solve that problem. And so each person on the hot seat, we're not going to go through every single tool because we want to give people enough time, get some rotations going. So we're just going to identify one tool and then what the step-by-step process is to implement that tool. Yeah? You guys on board? Jessica, you on board? Okay, before we go into our breakout rooms, oh, I feel like I'm forgetting something. What is it that we do before we go into our breakout rooms? That's right. We get up out of our seats. We stand up. Karina, stand up. Brad, get up. That's it. Trisha, I see you. Trisha's already danced. We don't have the music on. Trisha's danced already. Let's get up. Let's start getting that state right because we're going to go into a high vibe place and we go into those breakout rooms. Come on, Nanad, stand up, baby. Let's go, I see ya. We're not just shaking shoulders, move that body. Come on, Sally, stand up, play full out. Come on, here we go, guys. Breakout rooms, hot seat time.
All right.
There is no better time. Yes, yeah. Oh, Sally, you got my room right after I just called you out. That's what happens. I love the breakout rooms because I never know who I'm going to get. You know, it's like, oh, who's going to be in the room today? Who's going to get some hot seat coaching with Arvin? I love it. Welcome. Welcome, guys. You guys excited? Yeah, raise your hand if you're excited. Peter, you're not excited? Awesome, guys. I'm excited, too. So this might be a little bit of an edgy process. So let me just kind of preframe my coaching style, right? I'll put you on the hot seat, and I'm going to be very intentional about directing your thought process. So if you start to go off on unnecessary explanations, I'm going to interrupt you and bring you right back so that we can create. And the reason that we coach that way is because the thought process that we currently have in our minds is what's creating the limitations in us to create the specific thoughts that we're after. So I got to interrupt that thought pattern for you so I can bring you back in, on the focal point so that we can create the specific steps. You guys all cool if I do that with you? Politely interrupt? Awesome. Well, I like to acknowledge courageous people. So who wants to go first? Ooh, okay. Kyle, you brought your hand up first. But I feel like Jane didn't even move. So let's put Jane on first, and then Kyle, we're going to go with you second. Welcome, Jane.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to pull up your homework so I have your answers here in front of me. You did your homework, right?
I did. I don't want to get in trouble with you guys. I'm scared of you a little bit.
All right. Let's see.
You busted me. I was actually going to run to the printer to grab it. That's why I didn't move. I got it up on digital. I'm fine.
Go. Jane was like this.
Yeah, I was like, don't pick me.
Oh, I'm picking her for sure. Permission to read your answers?
Please go ahead.
Okay, so the specific problem you solve, how to hand over their CEO knowledge to their successor and organization before they retire. Specific area that you solve it, they're worried about losing power, influence, reputation after announcing their retirement before their final day. They want the organization to continue to be successful after their retirement. They want to leverage their career success into other prestigious roles like being a corporate board member. Okay, so let's talk tools. You have a CEO that's announced his retirement. He's a little nervous about passing his responsibilities on to their successor because he's afraid nobody's going to do the job as good as he did or she did or love it as much as they did. And they're really concerned about that. And they feel like they, when they leave, that the business is slowly going to decline. Yeah. That's like entrepreneurship, all the things, right? Like, let me just do everything. I got it. Let me just do it. Nobody's going to do it as good as I do. So tell me about a specific tool that you would apply as part of this process.
And so
at the end of it, I'm also going to ask you, what solution does that tool create?
Sure. So one of the tools that I designed is called Take Stock, and STOCK actually talks about different aspects of what they need to do. So think about strategy, the top priorities, the culture, the opportunities, and the key demands. And so really trying to give them like some areas where they can say, oh, wait a minute, I would have forgotten to tell somebody about that. So to me, it's like, how do they get what's in their minds that they've never verbalized to anybody out? And if they want to do that privately, that's great. If they want to share it with their successor, that's great. But just giving them buckets to actually put thoughts in.
I love that. That's a brilliant tool. But I feel like that was too easy of an answer. So give me another one.
So one of the things that I'm challenged by is trying to get this outgoing leader to pay attention enough in this process because they're so busy running the company. And many of them are going through a grieving period. So they don't really want to talk about their retirement because they actually are in denial it's happening for them. So I would love some kind of tool that says, how do I get them to just acknowledge that we need to make time for this? Because usually I can engage others around that leader rather than the retiring person themselves.
That makes sense. Have you gone through this experience personally or worked with other people that have?
Yeah, I've been sort of practicing in this area for about 5 years. So I've seen the denial side, but I haven't found a solution for it.
Well, so that everybody's still in denial?
Well, they're in denial that it's hurting to leave, that they're sad, that they're, you know, this strong leader and they're going to have to give up something, whether that's their power, their reputation, their network, and they don't really want to know. They don't want to think about that. So talking about the ending is very difficult for them.
So there's a variety of things you can do here. Like one, if you want to, if they're not comfortable, let's say you have a room full of people, you got 8 people in the room and they're all sharing this experience. If they're not comfortable sharing that out loud, it can be as simple as like a journaling worksheet, right? Mm-hmm. What's your biggest fear about retirement? Like what's the biggest fear that you're not sharing with anybody but yourself? And getting them to actually journal that and like write that out. Like that's a way to extract that emotion from their body. And then another tool is if you want to do a share, right? Like, who wants to release this once and for all? The way to do that is to share it verbally, out loud, vocally to the group. So who wants to be the courageous one to share what that biggest fear is? And watch how many people in the room also share that same fear.
That is awesome. I love that, because you're right. Like, even if they just write it out, it's an acknowledgement to them, and then they can take that privately or share it with other people or share it within the mastermind group. But at least acknowledging it helps them move past it.
Yep, 100%. Anything that is an actionable step is a tool. Writing is an actionable step. Sharing vocally is an actionable step, right? Like, sitting in front of a mirror and rehearsing incantations is an actionable step. Writing out a framework to a personal story is an actionable step. Doing a Facebook Live is an actionable step, right? Anything that actually has them implement, do something, is a tool. We have to identify specifically what do they need to do to create the result.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm going to design that this afternoon.
I believe you. I love it too. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle, we're going to go to you. No, you don't want it? All right, Kyle, next time. Just kidding. I know Kyle, guys.
Right. I was right.
Kyle and I have had multiple conversations. All right, let's talk tool.
Yeah. So
hold on, let me pull up your homework real quick. See what your answer is. See what it is this week. Talk about a constantly moving target.
Tell me about it.
All right. Permission to read it?
Yeah, go for it.
How to effectively communicate to yacht crew and agencies to land your dream job. Insecure about their skill level and how to break the mold of being a greenhorn. All right. Industry terminology there for sure.
Yes, 100%. Greenhorn is somebody who's new to yachting, boating. That's what a greenhorn is. So somebody who's got no experience whatsoever within the industry. They're qualified, but they don't have experience.
Okay. And they already have an idea of who they want to work for, but they're a little scared to go out there and ask for the position?
Correct. Yeah. Well, yes and no. That's one of the main problems in the industry, is that people don't know exactly what to go for. So, for instance, they'll qualify as a deckhand, which will then grow to become a navigational officer, but they just happy to take any job. So they're not so specific on their resume. So they go, oh, I would like to be a deckhand or a second engineer or a dive instructor or any of those things. So
it sounds
not
like
really
you were trying to pick a mastermind idea.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I've been there. I've been there. Exactly. That's exactly the thing.
All right. So how do you solve that problem?
That's exactly
what
it.
Tool do you have that solves that problem?
We've actually got the Clarity tool within the KBB toolbox. So that would really just niche it down to, like, this is what I am. I am a deckhand. This is where I want to go. I want to be working on a vessel between 30 meters and 60 meters. And I want to do this as, you know, for 12 months or whatever it is. So that would be one.
Give me another problem that you solve that you're still trying to formulate the tool around. Let's see if we can create one here for you.
So the proximity from a distance.
Proximity to what?
Proximity to agencies and the crew and the yachts. So
how to build the relationship?
Yes.
How to create the relationship?
Yeah, from a distance, yeah.
Okay. So what would step one be?
Be clear who you want to communicate to, I guess.
Okay, awesome, right? All right, identify who your target is. Who do you want to work with? Boom, that's step one. Yeah. All right, what's step two?
Well, where do they hang out or where to find them?
Okay, where to find them. Step three.
How to reach out.
Okay.
There'd have to be some sort of script or some sort of specific action to take in order to reach out to them.
Yep. So identify, like, method of communication first?
Yes.
So whether that's going to be email, text message, Facebook Messenger, Instagram Live, shout out, a phone call. Randomly walk into their office.
That's difficult from a distance. That's the thing. That's the difficult one, is from a distance.
Okay.
So that's where the main issue lays, is people, okay, take COVID out of the whole situation. the methodology is you do training, then you move or relocate yourself to a yachting hub, which would be Antibes, Florida, you know, one of those main places where all the recruiters are. But even then, like 90% of people fail because they're not clear. They don't have the right mindset. They just don't have the grit to push through, you know, that limiting belief. So if I can get them started where they are and then put them in that situation with the correct mindset and tools, that'll just really skyrocket their success.
So now they know how to communicate to them. Now what? Now it's just executing the communication strategy?
Yeah, pretty much.
What happens when they make contact?
Depends who it's with.
Well, we got to get specific.
The recruit, yeah, exactly. So it's either the recruiter, but a greenhorn generally doesn't get recruited by recruiters because they don't have the experience. So they'd have to go straight to the source.
Okay. So what happens when they make contact with the source?
Well, they'd have to be clear about what they want.
Okay. So that would need to be defined before that, right? So that would have to be a previous step.
Yeah.
Okay. They're clear on what they want. It's clearly defined. They've made contact with the source. Are they having a phone conversation at this point? Zoom call maybe?
That would be ideal, yes.
Okay. Lead them into the Zoom conversation. They're on the Zoom call. Now what?
Good question.
What's the goal of the Zoom conversation? Is it to ask for the position? Is this like a position interview at this point?
Yeah. Well, if you can even get them into, the problem is getting them into that position. That's where the main.
That's great. That's the problem that you're solving. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of this tool, right? Is to solve that problem.
Yes.
Great. So that could be a whole separate tool, right? Like tool number one is like getting them to the conversation. Tool number two is executing the conversation.
Yes.
Tool number three is follow up and show up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. That's the thing. Yeah. So there's like multiple levels of one problem to solve.
Yeah. So you start with that first problem. So, and that's the problem that it solves, right? It's step one is it creates the conversation with the decision maker.
Yes.
Right? And that's your first tool.
Okay, perfect.
And then now that plays into solving that overall problem, right? Like how to take this greenhorn to connect with the yacht team that they want to work with. All right, well, step one is you got to create contact with the decision maker. Step two is you got to convert that call, right? You got to know how to show up powerfully in that conversation, ask the right questions, provide the right answers. Step three is, all right, follow up with them, show up on that first day and make the best possible first impression. Step four is, you know, preparing them for what that experience is going to be like in that first month. Here's what's going to happen, right? Like, you're definitely going to do this. You're definitely going to experience that. You're most likely going to fail at this multiple times till you figure it out. This is how they treat people in the first month, just to see if you have the you know, they want you as part of the team. So be ready for that. Like all the different things, right? That's what experience in that arena is going to help them, right? Like your personal experience, because you've already been through it, right?
Exactly. And that's the other main one. Yeah. Even if they get to that point, you know, keeping that job and not getting sacked, that's the thing. Like once you're moving onto a yacht, that's when the real challenge starts. Like, can you stay there? Can you actually pull it off?
Yep.
Can you succeed at it? Yeah.
Awesome. That's easy.
That was great.
Yeah.
You make it sound easy. I like it.
Raise your hand if you have not been on the hot seat yet. Like at all through this process. Pablo, hop on. Welcome, Pablo.
Hey, Arvin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm a little nervous, but good, man.
You're a little nervous? Why are you nervous? There's just 25 other people listening to everything you're about to say.
Hey, there you go.
Look at them all watching and judging. Well, let me pull up your homework here real quick and take a look at your answers. You submit your homework?
I did, as you bet.
All right.
The same day, and now I just can't remember what my answers were. I was looking for them.
so far, like as we've been doing these trainings, like as we get closer to the end of the hot seat coaching, like the answers for the people that you call on are already completely changed. Like what I said, my homework isn't relevant anymore. I don't want to do any of that anymore. There we go. Permission to read it?
Absolutely.
How to effectively transition prospecting into the virtual world and access to what is currently working on the field about practice management. The old way of prospecting is unavailable, and tactical information on what is currently working on a financial practice has always been hard to come by or too late to implement. Tell me a specific problem that you're solving within that explanation.
Prospecting for financial advisors has always been face-to-face. During COVID, I know that there's a lot of challenges right now, and
yeah,
a lot of people are, you know, myself, like going on Zoom calls and jumping on in front of a computer or in front of a camera, and how to be effective.
Yeah.
Is
so tell me a specific pain points that somebody's experiencing in that process.
First of all, how to find prospects online.
Okay.
For, you know, and that's one of the pain points for a lot of advisors.
Tell me a step-by-step solution to do that. What's step one?
Well, step one is what you guys are teaching us right now. Just look at on social media and what, where is your clients hanging out and what social media you're using.
All right. So step one, first you got to identify who your clients are. So they already know exactly who their clients are.
That's correct.
Okay. So where are your clients hanging out? So all right, so they identify they're hanging out on
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, all right. So you already know. Utilizing LinkedIn as the platform then.
That's correct.
Okay, how to find your prospects on LinkedIn. Okay, if we already know they're going to LinkedIn, what's step one?
That's now the step number two is to provide value, to be profiled in front of
them. How do they provide value?
By giving information that is timely and
how do you know if something's timely?
Everybody has experienced it, understanding the statements, understanding the market, understanding what is out there for on the future for them.
So let's simplify this just a little bit, Pablo, because if you give me the step, like, okay, step one, you just go to LinkedIn and just provide value that's timely and relevant. Like, all right, I don't really know what you want me to do.
Okay.
So let's get even more basic.
Okay.
Right? Because that's still like really general. Like somebody could open up LinkedIn and just sit there and I don't know how to provide content. What do you mean provide content? Like, what does that even mean? So what would be step one in providing valuable content?
Step number one would be to be aware of what people are looking for, what clients are looking for. So. Okay. On that way would be jumping on the call, interviewing your own clients on how things are, or what is in their minds, what is, and finding the commonalities that people are, or your clients, your own clients are having questions or issues or wanting information for.
So what you're creating is content strategy.
That would be not. The step
that would be the tool, right? Like content strategy template.
That's correct.
How do you the template that will help them identify the topics that they're going to cover that create value for their ideal client? So step one could be, all right, interview 10 current clients and ask them these three questions, whatever those questions are, so you can identify what it is that they want to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to getting prospects virtually, what's the biggest frustration or obstacle you're facing right now? And then they'll share it, right? Like, I don't know how to use Zoom. I've never done virtual prospecting. I'm afraid to show my face on camera. Mm-hmm. Like whatever it is, right? And now you have topics that you can start to teach. Content strategy. I could break down a content strategy tool for you real quick, right? So you could do buckets. You have like your five main buckets and then you have your sub buckets, right? So if you're talking about prospecting virtually, you could have a bucket on like virtual meetups. Okay, what are all the different ways you can do virtual meetups? Well, you can do Zoom, you can do Facebook Rooms, you can do social media lives, you can do FaceTime. Those are all different areas of virtual meetups, Google Hangouts, right? Mm-hmm. Different virtual medias that you can utilize to connect with potential prospects. And now I can do an even sub-training on Zoom, right? How do you set up a Zoom account? What are the 5 mistakes people make when they try to utilize Zoom? What's the best way to set up your surroundings for Zoom for a professional setting? How do you adjust lighting and tonality? How do you record a Zoom, right? And so now I have all of these different subcategories on the previous subcategory under the main category.
Okay.
That makes sense? So yeah, that would be a content strategy tool.
Okay.
And then the next step, now you're creating value, you're starting to create engagement, people are paying attention to your content. And keep in mind, Pablo, this is a long-term strategy, right? Like you're creating a social media audience is not something that's done in a couple of weeks, right? So if you're trying to get people to pivot into the virtual prospecting space right now, you also need to have a tool that's going to have short-term immediate connection, whatever that would be for you, a way to strategize that.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd want to implement that into your process as well.
Yeah, and that would be, you know, there is clients already that are writing articles that you know it could be, and they've used them, and I've helped them use it to be able to catch leads in order for them to be able to call.
All right, so then you would have to walk me through a step-by-step process and how you did this. And here's a great perspective. If I was a 5-year-old child, how would you teach me how to do that?
Okay.
Right? You wouldn't just say, you know, just go put out some valuable content that's timely. They'll figure it out. Right? You're like, all right, yeah, this is what you do. First, you turn on your computer. You do that by pressing the power button. And like walk it through. Like, it's okay. Like lay out just a ton of steps. Eliminate what isn't needed. It's better to have too many steps out there and eliminate than not have enough steps out there to where somebody can't follow that flow.
Assuming, yeah, to right? Making the assumption that they will know already. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
I mean, if you're putting together, you buy something from IKEA and you got to put that thing together and you get the instruction manual, they still have a step that shows you what a hammer and a screwdriver is. It's like most people know that's probably an unnecessary step, but they still have it in there just to make sure that you know every single thing that you're supposed to be doing. So everything is crystal clear, taking you from point A to point B. That's a tool.
Okay. No.
Cool. That,
awesome. Thank you.
Yes. And as you guys get, when you guys get your homework, this is what it's going to be, right? You're going to have name your tool and then the 5 steps to create it. If it doesn't take 5 steps, that's okay. Like our AIR method only takes 3. If it takes more than 5 steps, then just put additional notes in there, right? And then the solution that that's going to create. When they implement this tool, what specific solution is this going to create? So for Pablo, it would be that content strategy is going to start creating engagement with their audience, going to start creating conversations. It's not converting them. They're not turning into clients at that stage. They're just engaging. Cool. Who else has not been on the hot seat yet? Peter.
Hey, can you hear me? What?
I can't hear you. What's happening?
Perfect. No, I just had to like unmute myself.
Welcome. Let me pull up your homework.
Sure.
Boom. Permission to read it?
Yep.
Oh, you got some interesting terminology here. All right. How to build a... I may just walk myself into a trap. Let's see.
Yeah.
How to build a first show reel for look dev and lighting discipline and apply for the first job in the VFX industry. They are lost and being confused when building their first show reel on their own without clear direction and goal, not knowing what VFX studios expect from a first entry level show reel. Challenge accepted, Peter.
Yeah, let's do it. So it's very specific, right? I think so.
Yeah.
VFX is just basically...
This process should be pretty easy for you, actually, because this is a very technical process that you're walking people through.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I've been there basically 6 years ago. And it's basically how to build specific showreel for specific discipline and apply for...
So what's the first step? I'm going to build my first showreel for LookDev. What's my first step? Step one is what?
Step one is basically we're going to have a look at like physics and mathematics and like how light works in the real world. And then we're going to apply to like...
Peter, I'm 5 years old. I have no idea what the hell you just told me.
Oh, shit.
So step one,
like in depth.
Say it again.
So basically step one is really just like laying out the foundation and understanding how light works in real world in terms of like physics. Yes. And basically
that sounds more like you're teaching them what that is. What's the actionable step that they take?
So
they lay
from
out their personal foundation?
Yes. So this is a foundation. And then I apply to basically software and the art we're doing for the visual effects.
Okay, I'm gonna build my foundation. I got my pen, paper, laptop, all the tools that I need to do this. What's step one? How do I build this foundation? What's the first thing I do?
So first thing we're gonna talk about light. So light is basically, you know, it has duality.
Okay, so you talked all about
like
light,
wave
and what?
And particle and blah blah blah. And then we're gonna explain how light interacts with the materials in the real world.
After this, we
open up a 3D application, 3D software, and we're gonna simulate the exact same process. We're gonna set up the lights, get the proper values, and then we're gonna set up the materials and we're gonna connect.
So let's back it up. My first actionable step is gonna be inside this app. Is that when I'm actually like getting into the process?
Yes.
You've taught all this to me. I've opened the app. I'm in the app. What is step one in the app? What's the first thing I do?
First thing, we're gonna set up the lights in the scene.
And, what's the first step in setting up the light?
Okay, we go up to the shelf button, up there in the software, and we create a dome light. Then we load the HDRI, which is basically, the lighting information captured from the real world. We're going to set it up inside the software.
And, how do I know which dome light to select?
Sorry, say it again.
How do I know which dome light to select?
Oh, we're going to capture it or we're going to download it from the internet.
Okay. How do I do that? How do I capture it?
How do I capture it? So basically to capture it, you need a camera, you need a fisheye lens. You need Macbeth shard, all of this stuff.
I take my comment back that this should be simple.
It should be simple. Well, this is more like I wanna build like a really, really, intense course for people so that they understand like how light works, how we apply it in the 3D software. This is the foundation that VFX studios basically expect from people.
So I know why you're doing it, but I need you to explain to me step by step on how to do it. We know why. Like, we know you're solving the problem. We know why you need to solve that problem. We know the frustrations that they're experiencing, but you got to walk me through step by step how you're going to solve this problem for me. And that's where, if I was creating an instruction manual, right? And it was like, step one, here's the picture of me sitting on a laptop looking at a dome light. Like, how do I extract this, right?
Yeah, I see. Yeah,
I really have a camera with a fisheye lens, and I have to have all these other tools as well?
You don't have to. This is the part, like, you can do it by yourself, or you can just download it from the internet. Like, there are options, basically.
Okay.
Because there are people already doing it. They're doing it right. So you can either, download it for free from them, or you can take an extra step and learn even this part of the process.
So pick one. Which method do you want to teach first?
Well, it will be definitely just download it from the internet because those people like don't have fisheye lens and camera and all that stuff. So at the beginning, it will be really stuff from the internet, stuff from the people who are already doing it, and we're going to focus really on understanding the light and materials. And we're going to apply it inside the 3D scene and build a showreel for the VFX studio.
Okay.
The step-by-step process, I really need to, you know, write it down because I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
oh, man.
curse of knowledge, right? You guys familiar with that terminology, the curse of knowledge? It's when you get so knowledgeable in a certain area, you almost lose sight of like the degree of your expertise. And you almost assume that people understand things that you do in a way that you understand them. Or you lose sight of like the most simple steps that you had already learned so long ago. And you just assume people already know how to do that stuff.
That's so again, true, that's actually.
Yeah, so like take it back, like step by step by step by step. You know, could you walk a novice through this that doesn't even know what's happening and through your step-by-step process and get them to kind of figure things out a little bit? You'd want it to have that much simplicity to it. Because the moment somebody reaches a problem, right, if there's a missing step and it's just like you kind of just give that general overview, like, all right, now just, you know, create this setting. It's like, well, I don't know how to create that setting. You didn't give me that step. And now they're like, now they're stuck. And now they stop moving forward. They get frustrated. And, you know, a lot of people quit at that point. So we got to make sure, are we eliminating any of the blocks, potential blocks or obstacles that are going to show up by giving them a thorough enough process of how to utilize that tool?
True. Do you think it's better to like split the audience so that, you know, I can probably teach these like very, very specific, you know, click by click stuff to like specific people and then, you know, get like a broad, you know, understanding on everything to like different audience, to people, let's say, who already kind of know what's going on, but, you know, they're just like, you know, lost and they just want to go, you know, make a show reel and apply for a job.
Peter, what do you think my answer to that question is?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely, right? Two different experiences. You know, have you already done some courses on this, but you've been struggling to implement the information? You kind of know what to do, but you haven't really actually put it to work yet. Versus, are you brand new to this space and this is something that you want to become an expert in and you want that step-by-step process of how to learn and implement this information? Two different messages, two different audiences.
Okay, I think I'm going to split it more.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool.
So I'm going to keep an eye on your homework as it gets submitted, right? Like, look for that step-by-step process.
Okay.
Probably going, we only give you the option for 5 steps for your process. You're probably going to have multiple steps.
Well, if I need to write down the entire process, it's a lot of steps. Like there's like, you know, physics, mathematics, which is the foundation for everything. Yeah. And then it's like continuing, you know, in the 3D software. And
Peter, the degree of your expertise is going to grow radically when you define this to such a simple step-by-step process. Yeah. You can explain it to anybody.
True, true. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks a lot.
Got it. All right. I'm not sure what your name is because it's an email address on your screen. But it starts with Z-O-H. Yeah, that's right. Unmute it. I saw you reaching for it. So Hardabush? Yeah, you. Unmute it. I see you talking. I see you sitting at your table. Somebody's in the fridge behind you getting something to eat. There you go. Welcome.
Yeah. I was so excited. Thank you.
I'm excited as well. Let me see if I can. Did you turn in your homework?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, permission to read it?
Yeah.
In general, I'm giving tools that help those people to overcome the changes in life. Specific, I do 10 to 12, I'm not sure what that word is, and works to make them see how they can make their life easier with changing their thinking from everything is hard to everything is possible and winning every day. They have this problem in 4 areas of self-esteem, relationships,
Irvin? Irvin?
Yes. And yes.
Yeah. I didn't hear you, so.
I was kind of struggling to read your answers there. They weren't too well written out. So I'm just, let's dive into a specific.
Oh, okay. Ask me and I just will tell you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Tell me a specific tool that you use to help somebody in the area of self-esteem. So somebody is feeling a little insecure. How do you shift them into confidence?
Okay, I have my approach on this. I'm helping disabled people in the ages 25 to 60.
Well, that's a big range,
and I'm making to win every day the challenges.
Okay, how do you teach them to do that?
I'm teaching to do that by raising them their self-esteem.
Okay, tell me how you raise somebody's self-esteem.
Okay, I'm the one step that I do. I'm show them that they can win every step on the way. I give an example. If it's a couple that going to be a parent, so I'm telling them on live, I'm making lives every day on Israel, okay. that raising in their self-esteem. I have.
All right, so let's pause for a second.
Yeah.
You're going to help somebody improve their self-esteem. What is step one? What's the first step to help them do that?
To tell them that they worth something, that they should sit in front of the mirror.
So can I help you build this tool a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a pen and paper with you?
Yeah.
Are you taking notes?
Of course.
Okay, so number one.
Every word, yeah.
Number one, we have to identify where are they lacking self-esteem in? What specific area of their life?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
This is literally air method. Right?
Yeah.
When you're talking about the way somebody is feeling a certain way because of a thought that they continue to think. And when you think a thought over and over again, it becomes a belief. You just believe that to be true, whether it serves you or not.
And that's calling a limitation beliefs.
Yeah. Yep. So you identify what that limiting belief is that's creating that lack of self-esteem. Second thing is identify, well, how is it that you want to feel? Right? I'm feeling insecure. Yeah. I'm feeling defeated. I feel like I have low self-esteem. Okay, how do you want to feel? And then they'll give you that answer, right? Okay, I want to feel confident. I want to feel like anything is possible. I want to feel courageous. And then you have to identify, all right, what's the specific thought that I need to think in order to reinforce that new belief?
Yeah, okay.
And then you take them into an incantation, right?
Yeah.
And an incantation is reinforcing that belief with the emotion that you want to feel by reinforcing it. So if it's self-esteem and I want to feel more confident, kind of like in that example I gave in the group training, right? It's get into that confident physiology, movement with punctuation. Maybe it's like, maybe I just have some lack of worthiness and I just want to feel love for myself, right? I'm not going to be like, I love myself, or I'm not going to be aggressive about that. You know, I'm going to be in a more loving state and more heart-centered. My physiology is going to be different. My tone's going to be different. You know, it's just going to feel different. Love is a completely different feeling than confidence. So whatever that new, that incantation, that statement of belief that I want to reinforce, the emotion that I want to feel by reinforcing that belief and stating that incantation with it being fueled by that emotion.
Okay.
So that would be a specific tool, right?
Yeah, okay. But can I ask you a question?
Of course.
If I want to, not only individuals, if I coach already couples or already parents, uh-huh. I am a parent, two children, and I have a cerebral palsy, and I'm sitting on a wheelchair, and I coach people that I have physical disabilities. And I want to raise not only their self-esteem, but other things in their life.
So what's your question?
So I need to act like this in all the aspects, or just the self-esteem.
You want to focus on one specific problem, one specific area. So if let's say you're working with other people that have cerebral palsy and it's affecting their self-esteem, with what area of their life? Is it the relationships they have with their loved ones? Is it the relationship they have with themselves? Is it them wanting to go out there and be integrated in society and they're lacking the confidence to go out there and do that? Like specific area are they experiencing this lack of self-esteem? And speak specifically to that area and that pain point. These principles that you teach them, they can be applied to all the different areas, right?
Okay.
But the more specific you speak to that pain point and that problem area, the more they're going to listen, versus just general self-esteem. Like, are you lacking self-esteem? Versus, are you feeling insecure around family members because of having cerebral palsy and how that's affected your life? Like, that's different. You see the difference there?
Yeah, I see the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
You are making me clarify my, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for the courage. I love what you're doing. I love that you're out there doing that. That's incredible, man. It's so courageous.
Yeah. My dream is to make it a mastermind, you know?
Yeah. I love it. Clap your hands if you feel her courage right now. Yeah. Yes, I love it. And we're going to break out into the breakout rooms here in about 45 seconds. You guys will get your homework. And again, we're looking at it step-by-step process, right? How simple can we make it? And is it driving people into actionable steps, right? Can they follow this process? And Kyle's already getting you guys warmed up. You looking at Kyle right now? Kyle knows how you leave Arvin's room to go back into the main room. You guys gotta get up and you start moving around so everybody knows whose room you just came out of. All right, let's go. Come on, Mumar, that's it. Yeah, all right, I see you, let's go. Yes, yes. This time we come out of Arvin's room. We got 10 seconds to breakout room, baby. 10 seconds, let's go. Jenny, come on, mama. There you go, I see you.
Woo! Everybody, welcome back!
Yes, yes, yes! Get up, guys! Move around a little bit! Yeah! I gotta go to gallery view so I can see all you guys. Oko, where's your energy? I see all your videos all the time. You're just standing here? Where's Oko? I see in the Facebook group. Always watching. Always. Lenny, that's a beautiful smile. I love it. I like your moves too. Is this your dance right here? Is that you, girl? Yes. I love it. You guys get some clarity on the tools? Raise your hand if you're getting some clarity on the understanding here. Yes, yes. Reem, you getting some clarity? Yeah, okay, all right, just checking. Leanna, do not sit down. I want you standing for the duration of this training. So let's give just one little final perspective on tools here, right? Because it kind of came into the instruction I was giving my group when we were talking about it. You have this tool. You're going to break this tool down to a step-by-step process, right? Meaning that if you give this tool to somebody, they should be able to follow that step-by-step process and implement it. And the example I gave was, if you're going to teach this to a five-year-old, would this five-year-old be able to follow the instructions and implement this tool? And if not, then we need to add some more steps. And it's okay. Hey, if you want to just like brain dump all the steps possible, and then maybe we start to extract some for it to be implemented, that's cool too, right? It's better to have too many steps and to extract a few than to have missing steps along the way. Because if somebody's following your process and there's a missing step, they're like, all right, well, I don't know how to do that. You just assumed I knew how to do that, but I don't. So we have to be, that's that curse of knowledge, right? That degree of expertise that you have, sometimes we lose sight of the simple steps that are necessary to execute the tool. So make sure that when we're looking through that, that there's not a single point in that process where there's a drop-off, where somebody could get there and say, I'm not sure what to do here. I don't understand how to do this. This is overwhelming. I don't get it. I'm done. I quit. I'm out of here. Right? We want to make sure that does not happen. So we want to make sure that that step-by-step tool is easy to follow. You on board with me on that? Yeah? Awesome. Yes. Oh, I got a little raising the roof from Angela. I dig it. So your homework, guys, you're going to get the homework sheet. You're going to name your tool, and then you're going to write out that step-by-step process. Step one is this. Step two is this. Step three is this. And then you're going to identify what is that specific solution that you're creating with that tool. It is not the same solution that you're creating for the overall experience of your mastermind, right? The overall experience of your mastermind is going to be created by implementing these multiple tools. So let's break down what specifically does that tool, so what specific solution does that tool create as it applies to the overall experience of that mastermind. And then as you, if you feel like you have a tool that's complete, if you want a little perspective, then post it in the Facebook group. And then we'll pick that thing apart, right? We'll look at it and say, all right, I get step one, step two, but that gap from two to three, I don't know how to do that, right? And so that we can help you get some perspective so it becomes very clear. Because the easier it is for this tool to implement, the more likely they're going to use it, right? And we want people to use these tools so that we create these changes. Do you want to be known for giving people incredible amounts of information, or do you want to be known for giving people incredible transformations? Raise your hand if you want transformations. Yeah, Jessica, you better raise your hand. Awesome, guys. I love having this training with you guys. We're going to send the replay out tomorrow. KBBhomework.com is the link to where your homework will be if you want to get started on that right away. We're going to be posting the winners of the 12 one-on-one sessions later this afternoon. So keep an eye out there on the Facebook group. Friday, Rocky and I will be hopping on and doing a live Q&A for you guys. So we'll do the same thing we did last week. We'll do a post tomorrow. If you have any questions, post it on that post. And Rocky and I will just rapid fire all of those answers for you to get the clarity that you're looking for. And then we'll also, once we go through the questions on the post, we'll answer you the questions that are showing up on the live there for you as well. You guys excited? You guys ready to start putting these tools together? I think we need to go out on a high vibe, baby. Everybody get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. Let's condition state. Maui, get up, girl. Come on. Let's go. Yes, I'm going to look at everybody's screen. Georgetta, is it Georgetta? Georgetta, get up, girl. Come on. That's right. I see you. Debbie, get that pen in your mouth and stand up, girl. Yes, yes, yes. Alfred, give me some arm movements, baby. Give me some movement. Bianca, stand up, girl. Come on. Yes, I'm calling you all out. Jamie, let's go. Move around. Let me see some movement, some action. Get that body moving. Jorge, stand up. Come on, baby. That's right. I see you. Come on. Yes, guys. This has been amazing. I love it. Get that homework done. Post your questions. Hang out in the Facebook group. And we will see you next week. Bye, guys. Count me in, make millions every year.